Understanding e-commerce laws in India. The growth of e-commerce in India has changed the perception of consumers and business. With branded portals being lately launched, online purchasing has spread through the length and breadth of the country, be it urban or rural areas existing with a strong and growing flavor of e-commerce. With the increased expansion of the sector, the need to have a legal basis that will define operations is inevitable. Current Indian laws regulating e-commerce activities also seek to safeguard consumers and their rights as well as facilitate the protection of their data, and thus offer a base to a satisfactory level of digital business. In this article, we will focus on understanding one of the most dynamic sectors, the e-commerce sector in India, and the key laws and regulations governing that sector. Consumer Protection Act, 2019. One of the biggest achievements in protection of consumer rights in India is the enactment of the Consumer Protection Act of 2019. Specific to e-commerce, it addresses various critical areas. Consumer rights. The Act provides some basic rights to consumers such as the right to be protected from unfair trade practices, the right to receive right information, right to legal redressal for grievances. Dispute resolution. An online grievance redressal mechanism requires the e-commerce companies to address the complaints as the first step towards complaint management and helps consumers to seek redress without physically approaching the companies. Product liability and misrepresentation. Sellers are required to present information about the product as accurately as possible with severe consequences for presenting fake information about the product. This in a way ensures there is check and balance to businesses to encourage accountability and proper reporting. Data privacy. According to the Consumer Protection, E-commerce, Rules 2020, data privacy is a priority giving it more importance and reinforces consumer trust. Information Technology, IT, Act, 2000. This act is serving as the backbone of India's digital laws. The IT Act, 2000, applies to e-commerce in multiple ways. Electronic contracts, internet buying also consists of e-commerce transactions, such as e-contracts, wherein the IT Act recognizes and safeguards digital signatures making online purchases legally binding. Data security. This section requires organizations to protect certain data and also provides for penalties in failure to do so. Cybercrime and fraud prevention. Indian government has implemented measures in the Act that requires those platforms to prevent cybercrime, fraudulent activities. It's a vital step in protecting both consumer trust and business interests. Foreign direct investment, FDI, policy in e-commerce. India's FDI policy sets boundaries for foreign entities in e-commerce, distinguishing between marketplace and inventory-based models. Marketplace model. This legal system permits foreign entities to set up under the marketplace model, also called the third-party model, whereby they bring together buyers and sellers while they own no inventory. Inventory-based model restrictions. Current law prohibits foreign investment in enterprises involved in inventory-based e-commerce in an attempt to protect domestic enterprises and discourage monopolies. This policy has led to innovations in service, with companies adapting to comply with these regulations. Compliance challenges. Forcing compliance with the FDI policy has led the primary e-commerce players to follow such unique models as per the laws of India, which protect small retailers and maintain a balanced growth ecosystem for all industries related to the e-commerce sector. Goods and Services Tax, GST, in e-commerce. E-commerce is subject to GST, and its implementation has streamlined tax collection from online transactions. Taxation on transactions. E-commerce is responsible for deducting and remitting GST in every sale, hence making them responsible on tax issues. Compliance requirements for sellers. Selling products online is required under GST, which established equality on the taxes and addressed fraudulent activities. Impact on business operations. Consequently, different steps that are deemed mandatory in the e-commerce business will affect revenue increments and operating costs such as GST compliance. But GST has made tax norms easier, benefiting businesses in the long run. Recent changes and updates. In recent years, several amendments have added to India's e-commerce laws. New Consumer Protection, E-Commerce, Rules, 2020. These regulations are formulated on the principles of rationality. Platforms must reveal the origin of products, their information, and return policies at first sight. The rules help consumers make more informed decisions by promoting transparency. Return and refund policies. As the global trends of online shopping increases, the Government of India has set rules that e-commerce firms have to adhere to in offering standard return and refund policies. This becomes significant to make certain that customers do not lose their rights on returns. Data storage regulations. E-commerce companies are also required to maintain particular data locally. This has brought in data localization measures that have improved the data protection and reduced potential breaches. Legal challenges and compliance for e-commerce businesses. Data privacy and security. It is apparent that protection of data is a problem for companies operating in the sphere of e-commerce. Nevertheless, as awareness and threats of cybercrimes continues to increase, businesses have to put their money where their security lies and ensure that consumers' data is well protected. Paying attention to requirements like the legislation on data protection, data encryption is something that has become a mandatory prerequisite for leading e-shops. Consumer grievance redressal. It is not a mere managerial best practice to establish a grievance redressal system now. It is mandatory due to regulatory mandates. Consumer relations require their own personnel to handle their complaints with either product quality, delayed refunds, or other bad information. That way, the setting of the clear channels reduces or solves any conflicts that may arise in the course of the business. Adhering to fair trade practices. Fair trade practice holds significant importance in developing a balance between buyers and sellers. Businesses cannot engage in misleading practices in marketing techniques, strategies, and that descriptions of the product, when advertised, must match the quality of the item once delivered to the consumer. Additionally, platforms must ensure that reviews are genuine and not manipulated, reinforcing authenticity. Future of e-commerce laws in India. As India's digital marketplace evolves, so will its regulatory framework. Stricter data privacy laws. It has been predicted that future laws will put down more rigid security policies to make companies liable for misuse loss of data. Cross-border e-commerce regulations. In current global volatility of foreign operations, coercive mechanisms could be in the pipeline within cross-border e-commerce laws to control the manner in which foreign entities conduct their operations in India. Environmental regulations. Given the increase of packaging waste laid down by the community, the next future legislation may regulate the companies engaged in selling goods in combating the effects of their actions on the environment. Consumer rights expansion. Subsequent laws may add more specific protection to consumer rights provisions for refunds, which are likely to be more flexible return policy and superior product warranty. Conclusion. E-commerce laws are going to play a pivotal role in setting up a strong digital economy. Not only do they safeguard the consumers, but they also give the structure within which the companies will perform their activities legally and without prevarication. Observance of these laws builds confidence among the customers, thus guaranteeing continued growth and stability of the e-commerce industry. Nonetheless, e-commerce companies can only bend with the regulations of the market of the new century and accept legal changes that are made for the benefit of consumers and data protection. FAQs. Q1. What is e-commerce under the IT Act? According to the Information Technology Act of the year 2000, e-commerce is explained as the selling of goods and services through use of electronic media that include the internet and other computer networks. Electronic contracts, digital signatures, and data protection are legally initiated and recognized by the Act, meaning that the framework on which e-commerce transactions will be based is established. Q2. What is India's e-commerce policy? India's e-commerce policy aims to regulate online retail by setting guidelines for data privacy, consumer protection, and fair competition. Key aspects include restrictions on foreign direct investment, FDI, in inventory-based e-commerce, requirements for transparent business practices, data localization mandates, and protection of consumer rights. The policy promotes a balanced e-commerce ecosystem, supporting both consumer interests and the growth of local businesses.